Good day, my friends. Hey, it's Dwayne Klassen here, and welcome to The Remarkable Man Show. Today on this episode, it is Fearless Friday. So we are going to unpack a few areas that are going to allow you to go to the next level of your life and beyond. So let's go. Gentlemen, the world needs remarkable men. This is your time, and this is your show. I'm your host, Dwayne Klassen, and welcome to The Remarkable Man Show. Yes, gentlemen, this is your time and this is your show. Welcome to The Remarkable Man Show. It's been a while, yes, and I am excited to be able to be back here behind the mic, in front of the camera, and talking to you. And we have got a lot to cover. This is a big show. I want you to pay full attention. Get your journals out. Get ready. Because we're going to be talking about the fact that most of us, and myself included, that there is a part of us that's still playing small. As big as we want to play in this world, there's still a part of us playing small. And as you're listening to this right now, there's a part of you that can envision the big goals that you have, the ideal life that you have. How far away are you from that, from this very moment? As you listen to this right now, how far is that away from you? And some of you may be just discounting it and saying, you know what? It's kind of a fanciful dream. It would be nice someday. You never know. But there's a part of you that still does not believe it. Gentlemen, this is The Remarkable Man Show because I am appealing to the remarkable man in you. It is the ultimate version of who you are. That gentleman has the ability to do far more than you can possibly imagine. And we have a hard time accepting that fact, that we are more powerful than we can imagine. Now, this episode is inspired by the many amazing clients that I have. I have the privilege and the honor of working with such amazing individuals that are striving for greatness. And they too remind me of all my journey, my challenges, my issues, the things that I'm working on and striving for. Now, for the sake of this conversation, we are going to imagine that you are a remarkable man in every sense of the word. And I want you to dispel any small thinking and the idea that you can't. Because here is a piece that I learned many, many years ago, that if you can imagine it, like if you can conceive it, and you have a modicum of belief in that vision for what you want, then you can achieve it. Because this reality doesn't play games. It does not. The universe, God, whatever you subscribe to as a higher power, isn't messing around. And you are the embodiment of that power. And with that embodiment, as you imagine it, it can't be in your imagination without the possibility of it actually happening. Now, there's a lot of individuals out there in the interwebs talking about the idea of a fractal world or a multidimensional world, or that we live in this construct of our own imagination. Well, if that's true, then we have the ability to truly craft our lives. But again, it's predicated on your imagination. But not only that, it's on your belief that you can make it happen. Think and Grow Rich, and pretty much every self-development book created about the law of attraction since then has all talked about the power of the imagination and belief in making it happen. Now, Think and Grow Rich. It's right there in the title. So I want you to remember or go back to that grand vision that you have for yourself, for your family, for your ideal scenario, whatever that is for you. I want you to just go back to that right now and think about the greatest version of yourself. Now, for a lot of people, they will dumb it down. They will, you know, maybe I can do half. Maybe I can do a third of that. Well, yes, you can. But the reality is you can do it all. Now, let's get real. Like, if you're going to go from where you're at to having the wealth of one of the sheiks in Saudi Arabia, or you're going to be the next Elon Musk. Well, if you're just starting now, chances are that's not going to actually happen. You know, your dreams, goals, and ideas, there has to be a relative level of common sense. Now, you can have great dreams, but you also have to have the methodology to get there. Now, you can reverse engineer, but you have to be, and this is the key, you have to be the man that is capable of achieving that. And this is where mindset is so important. James Allen wrote in As a Man Thinketh, you do not get what you want, you get what you are. And he's referring to the idea that you have to be it. You are it. And then everything else around you conforms to that vibration that you're putting out there. I have been on this road of self-development, personal growth, the law of attraction, and I've had some fits, I've had some misses, and a lot of the misses are predicated on the fact that I did not believe in the goal. I didn't believe in me. Yeah, I was not on Team Dwayne in order for it to manifest. I would lessen it. I would knock it down a few levels. And a lot of that was predicated on how I was brought up. I was brought up in a modest single income home. My mom would stay at home. My dad worked his ass off, but we were still lower middle class. And it was, I didn't miss anything. I truly didn't. And I'm just having some audio visual technicalities here. Camera just clicked out. I don't know why it's doing that. Anyway, yeah, so I had this mindset of the middle class mindset. And it wasn't until later in life that I realized that I was really stuck in this middle class mindset. It wouldn't let me go. So it was through many amazing mentors that really got me to think about my true innate power is way beyond the middle class mindset. And I could not have that mindset to be the coach I want to be. To even pull the trigger on this podcast or to work with the amazing clients that I have today, it would not happen with that old mindset. Now, none of this podcast is typed out. There's no teleprompter. I am winging it. This is just source coming through me because I have a certain level of confidence and awareness about what it is that I'm delivering. And I have a real passion to deliver it to you so I can serve you at a much higher level and serve as many people as I possibly can at a much higher level. So you've got this great vision. Do not discount that great vision, but make sure that you are or becoming the person you need to be to pull it off. What do you need to learn? What do you need to read? Who do you need to get around? What questions do you need to ask? Do you need to hire a coach? Do you need to have someone in your corner showing you the way it has to be? You know, step one, step two, step three. Because if you just go at it alone, hoping that everything's going to change, chances are you're going to meet your other selves along the way. And what are they going to do? They're going to tell you you can't do it. That's right. You're going to get to a certain level and then you're going to revert back to the old self and you're going to procrastinate. You're going to put things off. You're going to default to a setting that is your natural set point. But I'm here to challenge you to go to the next set point, whatever that is to you, and get really comfortable with the next set point and perhaps go even higher than what you've previously done as your previous set point. Because if you do falter, if you do procrastinate, you're not going to fall all the way back to that old self. When you if you fall down, it's not quite as far down as it once was. And this is what Grant Cardone talks about in the 10X rule. There's a lot to be said about the 10X rule. And I just had this conversation with a client yesterday. Having great goals is amazing. But if you 10X your goals, what's possible? Like, I know a lot of people, as soon as they think about 10Xing their goals, they freeze up. They get all sweaty, or they're just, well, this is crazy. Dwayne, you just talked about, being real about your grand vision. No, your grand vision is what it needs to be. The realness comes about your ability to pull it off. Having the tenacity, the tenaciousness to be able to say, I'm making this happen and I'm burning my boats at the shore. This is how it's happening. Because when you 10X it in business, if you've ever raised funds for your business or a project, or a corporation, whatever it is, you know that it is easier to raise $1 million than it is to get 100,000. And as you scale, the easier the money becomes. 10 million is just as easy to get as $1 million. It's just a mindset. You've just got to wrap your head around that. And it's the same with your fees. When you scale, when you go after the ideal client, you know, if you have the confidence to deliver, you know you can get the fees that you want, but you've got to believe in who and what you are. Yeah, you are a remarkable man. Breathe that in. You are a remarkable man. So now let's have some fun with this. What does 10Xing your goals, dreams, lifestyle, experiences look like to you? What does it look like? And look at it from a timeline standpoint. Could you 10X where you're at right now in one calendar year? Right. 10X it, one calendar year. What is that going to look like? Now, check in with yourself. What's coming up for you? What stories are coming up? Well, that's just ridiculous. I get that's just pie in the sky. That's just dreaming. Is it? Is it? Because remember, I said when you realize who and what you are, what do I mean by that? See, you are more powerful than you can imagine. I said this before. And you have to understand who and what you are. You are a child of the Most High. You are connected to source, to God, the universe, whatever you want. And because of that, stop playing small. You're not just a squirrel trying to get a nut. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. And because of that, you have so much power. And the space between the spaces, the space between you and me, there is so much energy, so much power that we can harness. Humanity is playing at a fraction of its ability. Truly is playing at a fraction of its ability. And when we look at our lives and go, you know what? Okay, if I was to double my income in a year, this is what it looked like. So we can accept that. We can accept that. But How come you haven't doubled it before? How come this conversation is happening again? You haven't doubled it in quite some time. What would tripling it look like? But when you 10x it, you go, oh, wow, okay, that's just huge. But here's what happens. And hear me out on this. And you've experienced this before in your life. When you have a grand vision and when you meditate on it and you visualize to the nth degree that vision and you put it out to the universe and you hold that vision to the universe cannot help but send that energy back. It's literally like, hey, message received. We got this. And we see you. We see your passion. We see your tenacity. We see what this goal looks like for you. And this is the absolute highest and best vision of your life of what's possible. Because remember, we're playing so small, but we were built for so much more. And that's what I want to challenge you with, gentlemen. You're here to have a remarkable life because you are a remarkable man in every sense of the word. So stop playing small. Stop just accepting life for how it is. You know, if life's giving you crumbs, you're just like, okay, I've got some crumbs, and you're a slave to the system. It's only when you break out of it are you truly free. And the prison is essentially your mind. You're allowing your own thoughts to prevent you from escaping and becoming free. And you know what the irony is? The gates are unlocked. The gates are all unlocked. But we're there just grabbing onto the bars and screaming and yelling at the guys across. And meanwhile, all we need to do is push. And the gates will just go wide open and we could walk out. But we don't because the prison is safety. The prison is comfort. The prison is what we know. It's predictable. And outside of that prison is uncertainty. And yeah, you could fail. Yeah. But what if you shot for it? You went for it. You wanted to go 10x, balls in, or you're just going for it. And you managed to 3x it. Not a bad ROI. And that's what you've got to understand, gentlemen, that there is a return on your investment. That will indeed produce the life that you truly want. But you've got to want it. Oh, sure, you say you want it. You say you want it. But you're still where you're at. And trust me, gentlemen, this is more than just wealth. Your finances, your house, whatever it is. This is in your relationships as well. If you're in a long-term relationship, you're married or you're dating, all these things, your sense of who you are as a man will change dramatically. And trust me, they will notice. Your children will notice. And you'll start to lean in to more empowering conversations with the people that matter. When you start looking at yourself as the ultimate vehicle for getting you to where you from where you're at to where you want to go, and you dig in, man, it sends out a shockwave to every part of your life. It truly does. And man, my camera keeps on doing what it's doing. It's just all right. Yeah. Think about it, gentlemen. You know, are there some uncomfortable conversations that you've been putting off? Right. You know, you're here to play a bigger game. And I'm here to challenge you to play that bigger game. It's Fearless Friday. So let's really get clear on that big vision. And if you were truly fearless, I want you to write out every detail about it and then plant your flag. Draw the line in the sand, whatever analogy you need, that today it changes. And today you are envisioning what next year is going to look like from a 10X standpoint. And then, and I do this with all my clients, we reverse engineer it to today. So your 10X, reverse engineer it to today. What things have to get done today? Now, what do you need to learn? What do you need to research? But then what's a move you can make that moves you forward? Because a lot of guys will get caught up in the research and they'll actually convince themselves that they're actually busy when they actually aren't actually moving the needle forward. Mm-mm. So I want you to take an action step that actually is proactive towards that 10X lifestyle, that 10X vision you have for yourself. Is that in your health and fitness? Yep. Today, go do a 10X workout. Ed Milet says, with just one more. So wherever your max out is, max out and do one more, or one more call, or one more exercise that's going to get you to the next level. Whatever you need to do today, start today. As soon as this podcast is over, start. Just start. All right, gentlemen, that's what I got for you today. I hope this is of value to you. If it was, please like, share, comment on it. I would love to hear your thoughts and feedback. And of course, hit the subscribe button. Leave us a review. Every little bit helps the algorithm get out to more and more people. And we want to get the Remarkable Man Show out to the world, because there are so many remarkable men just like you striving for their remarkable life. And gentlemen, I have got a gift for you. It is my groundbreaking book, The Remarkable Man. If you have not got your copy yet, you can get your free PDF download right away at dwayneklassen.com. Just click the links in the show notes or down below if you're watching on YouTube. And if you are on YouTube, you can go to iTunes and subscribe there, and vice versa. If you're on iTunes, go to my YouTube channel and just click the link and subscribe and become a member on my channel. And gentlemen, if you want to 10X your life, you really are ready to go to the next level and get rid of the stories and the dramas that says you can't, and you're ready to have a coaching conversation, then I invite you to DM me or click the link below, go to dwayneklassen.com and book your breakthrough discovery call. This 50-minute conversation can be an absolute game changer. It could be the exact conversation that you need, and you'll leave with a crystal clear vision for what's next. And we can explore if we're a fit to work together. Just go to the link, go to dwayneklassen.com today and book your discovery call. All right, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for being here on The Remarkable Man Show. We'll see you next time. And remember, you're not alone on the journey. I've got your back. Talk to you soon. All the best. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to The Remarkable Man Show. If you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to theremarkablemanshow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and YouTube for the video version. Now get out there and be remarkable.